Connecticut businesses in the construction industry are bringing attention to opioid addiction among workers. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, a statewide campaign this week will focus on resources and reducing the stigma.
Construction sites throughout Connecticut will stop work for periods this week to focus on addiction prevention, treatment, and awareness in the industry. John Hawley, vice president of the Gilbane Building Company, says the opioid epidemic has hit companies and labor unions particularly hard.
We know that the rate of opioid-related overdoses is higher among workers employed in industries and occupations known to have higher rates of work-related injuries. This is consistent with the research documenting the use of prescribed opioids to manage acute and chronic pain following work-related injuries.
The state medical examiner's office projects that more than 1,080 people will die of an overdose in Connecticut this year, a majority of them from opioids. The state doesn't collect industry-specific data, but a Massachusetts report last year showed that construction workers are, on average, 6 times more likely to suffer a fatal opioid overdose than other workers. The Connecticut Construction Industries Association and state leaders have designated a statewide campaign this week called Safety Stand Down on Opioid Awareness and Prevention. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.